Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan, Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson, shook hands Monday following successful talks on Sweden's NATO accession. During talks on the sidelines of the NATO summit, Erdogan agreed to forward to Parliament Sweden's bid to join the NATO military alliance, appearing to end months of drama over an issue that had strained the bloc as war raged on in Ukraine. At a news conference, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Sweden has done its job in assuring Turkey of its worthiness in joining NATO.
We continue to press the case that Sweden has taken a number of steps to address the concerns that Turkey raised, and we believe that it is time for Turkey to support Sweden's NATO accession.
And in video released by NATO, the two leaders shook hands in front of the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg while several delegation members applauded them. Sweden and Finland applied for NATO membership last year, abandoning their policies of military non-alignment that had lasted through the decades of the Cold War in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday spoke about the delay in admitting Ukraine to NATO.
I am grateful to all the leaders, to each country who speaks in this way, who have adopted relevant declarations in the state of Ukraine regarding our integration. The majority of the alliance stands firmly with us.
Zelensky also said further weapon supplies for Ukraine in its war against Russia would also be discussed at the summit. A UN agency tasked with regulating the deep sea debating whether to open the Earth's watery depths to countries and companies that are now allowed to start applying for provisional mining licenses. The International Seabed Authority is based in Jamaica and launched a two-week conference on that issue on Monday. This is VOA News. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has alleged that the country's warplanes repelled a U.S. spy plane that flew over its exclusive economic zone. She warned of shocking consequences if the U.S. continues reconnaissance activities in the area.
The United States and South Korea dismissed the North's accusations and urged it to refrain from any acts or rhetoric that raises animosities. It's unclear if North Korea would follow through. It has made numerous similar threats over alleged U.S. reconnaissance activities, but its latest statement came amid heightened animosities over North Korea's barrage of missile tests earlier this year. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff denied that the United States had flown any spy plane into North Korean territory. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Lethal flooding has simultaneously hit India, Japan, China, Turkey, and the U.S. Northeast. Scientists have long warned that more of the extreme rainfall is expected in a warming world. Climate pollutants, mainly carbon dioxide and methane, hold more heat in atmosphere, and a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. That results in storms dumping more precipitation with sometimes deadly outcomes. A New Zealand prosecutor says tourists received no health and safety warnings before they landed on the country's most active volcano ahead of a 2019 eruption that killed 22 people. There were 47 people on White Island when the superheated steam erupted, and most of the 25 who survived had severe burns. Prosecutor Christy McDonald told the court as a trial opened Tuesday that the eruption at the popular tourist destination was not predictable but foreseeable. A jury has been seated in the state of Michigan to hear the family dispute over the estate of music legend Aretha Franklin. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
When my show was in the lost and found.
What was found was a document handwritten by the Queen of Soul in 2014, shoved into the cushions of a couch. The jury will be deciding whether that can be accepted as a valid will, since another version had been written in 2010. Franklin died in 2018, and three of her four sons are grappling with what were her final wishes. They were in court outside Detroit for the start of the trial. The two documents appear to split income from her music among the sons. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.